Abundant Life Church family. Good to be here with you and with you there. If you will open your Bibles or open your device, whichever you have, find Malachi chapter 3. We'll read one verse from that chapter, the third chapter of Malachi. And how many of you believe it's the truth before we read it? Okay. Some believers in the house this morning. Well, it's a very familiar verse of Scripture, but I'm not going where you think I'm going with it. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 10, God speaking, says, "Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be found, or food, there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it." I'm speaking this morning on when God opens a window. Now, you are a great church. This is not a message that you would think it is. Most of the time when a pastor will teach from this verse of Scripture, it's to pump up the congregation to give in tithe and offerings. But the Abundant Life Church family does not need to be pumped up or taught to tithe and to give. First of all, I want to commend you. I'm looking at a room filled with faithful tithers and givers. I will only say this about giving. This is not a sermon about giving. But let me just say, we've not passed an offering bag in 9 months. And you, the faithful people of God in Abundant Life Church, have had to go out of your way. You've had to break a sweat. You've had to face an inconvenience in order to remain faithful in your giving, and you have. You don't need to be taught the principle of giving. But the emphasis today, not on giving, but on opening the windows of heaven. You already know enough about giving. I commend you on that. You know the truth in Luke 6:38. Jesus said, "Give, and it will be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over." And you know about that. In the book of Malachi, this third chapter in the 10th verse, which is most often used to encourage tithing and giving, the Amplified Bible says this: "There will be no space left for more." God says, "I will open the windows of heaven." That's what we're talking about today. When God opens a window, pouring out such a blessing that there will be no space left for more. You will not have room enough to receive all of God's blessings. The NIV says, "God will throw open the floodgates of heaven." When God opens a window, He unleashes floodgates of blessing. Question this morning is, just how capable is God when it comes to blessing His children? All He has to do is open a window. We've heard the expression, well, when God shuts a door, He opens a window. Well, all we need is a window. But biblically, in Scripture, there are windows, plural, in heaven, and doors, plural, in heaven. The first mention of the windows of heaven is found in Genesis chapter 7 and verse 11. This is what happens when God opens a window to bless His people. Genesis 7:11 says, "The windows of heaven were opened." And that was right after Noah had finished building the ark and had gotten his family and the animals two by two on board. And the Bible says the windows of heaven were opened. And when the windows of heaven were opened, it rained on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. So much rain falling from the windows of heaven. I mean, when God releases something out of the windows of heaven, it's always in super abundant measure. So much rain hit the earth for 40 days and 40 nights that, now you can imagine the earth now, we know well what it looks like. So much water, so many oceans and seas, but there are also deserts and land and mountains that are tall. But when God opened the window the first time in Scripture, so much rain fell that even the mountaintops were covered. And water covered the entire face of the earth. Now, and to put that in context and give some perspective, when I think of a floodgate of water, rushing water, I think of Niagara Falls. Here's a picture of Niagara Falls. Now, it's been flowing like that powerfully. It's a hydroelectric power source. Underscore the word power. Water can be a powerful thing. And for centuries, if not thousands of years, Niagara Falls has been powerfully flowing with rushing water just like this. And at peak flow, Niagara Falls produces 230,000 cubic feet of water per second. That's 700,000 gallons of water every second rushing out of Niagara Falls. And still, after thousands of years probably, with this much water falling from just this one place, we've not seen the earth covered with water like we saw in Genesis 7 when God opened the windows of heaven and rain fell on the earth. In Exodus chapter 16 and verse 3, the children of Israel were complaining. They were facing a wilderness. And they said in their complaining, "If only the Lord had killed us back in Egypt," they moaned. "There we sat around pots filled with meat and ate all the bread we wanted. But now," talking to Moses, "you brought us into this wilderness to starve us to death." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Look, I'm going to rain down food from heaven for you. Each day the people can go out and pick up as much food as they need for that day." And then God said, "I will test them in this to see whether or not they will follow my instructions." Now here's another example where God opened the windows of heaven and said, "I will rain down food." And notice, God said, "I'm going to rain this food down." We called it manna. And such an abundant provision every day that everybody will have enough to eat. But God said, "I'm going to test my people in this." So God's provision often comes with a test. I've heard it said before, many people, as much as we believe in prosperity, pray for God to favor and prosper us and our families and one another, I've heard it said that many people pass the test of poverty much easier than they pass the test of prosperity. Well, how could that be? Well, some people only draw close to the Lord, only desperately seek the Lord when they're desperate. And then as soon as the Lord begins to open a window and bless them and favor them and prosper them, how quickly some people forget the goodness of God and go back to a former path. So God said, "Oh, I'm going to provide. I'm going to open a window of heaven above your head, and I'm going to provide so well for you, but this provision will come with a test." in that 16th chapter of Exodus, the King James Version, God said, "Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you." Verse 8 says, "Bread to the full." Verse 16 says, "Let every man gather it according to each one's need." And the standard they used was a measurement called an omer. It was about 6 or 7 pints of this bread from heaven that rained down when God opened the windows of heaven. It was enough to satisfy a hungry man every day. And verse 18 says, this is how well God provided rain that fell from the windows of heaven. It says, "He who gathered much had nothing left over, and he who gathered little had no lack." Now that was the test right there. It would be a test even today. If God fed us bread from heaven, and every morning we would wake up and it would be spread before us, So much. But yet God said, only take what you'll eat today. Because if you take more than you need, it's going to be filled with worms. And the Bible said, it stank. That's not a good word. So of all God's provision, his instruction was, take just what you need for one day. With an exception. On the sixth day, gather enough for 2 days so that you can rest on the Sabbath, on the seventh day. And that which they hoarded, took more than they needed, became worm-infested and stank, the King James word. Now, I'll talk about hoarding just for a minute. Anybody a hoarder in the house? Don't raise your hand. But human tendency, listen, we're living under an open window. If you're a tither and a giver, the message today is to rebuild your confidence in how capable God is in blessing you for your faithfulness. Human tendency would have been for the children of Israel to hoard manna. Here's why. For fear that it might not fall again tomorrow. A lot of people hoard because of fear. But what if I run out? But what if I can't get more? Hoarding manna would have caused the Israelites to trust in their supply rather than to trust in the God who supplies. There's a test that comes with God's provision. But by gathering only a single day's portion, it meant that they had to trust God anew for his faithful provision daily. And that's where we still are. Hey, we're living under an open window. God has opened the windows of heaven above our heads. If he hasn't done it, then he's not telling the truth. Bring the tithe and offerings. I'm preaching to givers this morning. I'm not trying to talk anybody into giving something you don't already give. Because you're faithful in it. So the upside to this is we can be confident that God is going to open a window above your head and provide from heaven's window everything that you need to meet every single need you have. But you don't have to get everything God has at once for fear that he may not come through tomorrow. Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mountain, this is in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus speaking these words, "That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food and drink and clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds," Jesus said. "They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns. For your heavenly Father feeds them, and aren't you more valuable to him than they are?" And when God opens a window, he rains bread from heaven for us. In Psalm chapter 78, verse 23, it says, "But he commanded the skies to open. He opened the doors of heaven plural. He rained down manna for them to eat. He gave them bread from heaven. They ate the food of angels. God gave them all they could hold. I'm telling you, everything's not perfect in my life. We still live on planet Earth, far from perfection. But I'm celebrating being under an open window from heaven. Every breath I take is filled with an awareness. It's a fresh thing in my life. It happened this year in the middle of hell breaking loose. How grateful and how thankful and how blessed I am because God keeps his promise to let us live under an open window, and bread, everything we need for life, falls straight from heaven and finds its way to our house when God opens a window. They ate food of angels. God gave them all they could hold. Bread from heaven. What does that mean to you? Bread from heaven. Whatever need you have on earth, in whatever area of your life there is a need, bread from heaven meets that need. The Bible talks about windows of heaven. The Bible talks about the doors of heaven. And it's the same word. It simply means a portal. Whether it's a window or a God, I don't care if you open a door or a window. Either way is fine with me. Because the bread that I need today will fall into my life because of your goodness. Windows and doors, heavens opened. And whatever comes through the open window or the open door always comes in supernatural abundance, like manna on the ground. Now, let me share with you something that Rick Renner wrote, and he is my favorite Greek theologian. He's written two books, just two. They're about 6 inches thick. They have about 1,300 pages in it, and they weigh about 8 pounds apiece. He's written many more, but the man is brilliant. I'll just give him credit and read to you. When manna first appeared on the ground, no one knew what it was, how it originated, or how God provided it. Some of you might need a miracle that can be described like that today. It may show up at your house. You'll know it's a miracle, but you won't know what it is, how it originated, or how God sent it to you. Every time the Israelites took it in their hands and lifted it to their mouths, they were partaking of a divine phenomenon with no natural explanation. Some of you in a place right now, you need a miracle to get out of that place, and you're even trusting God for it to happen, but when it does, you won't have a natural explanation for it. It's a divine phenomenon. God graciously provided supernatural sustenance to sustain his people in their time of need. There was something so supernatural in this manna that fell from the windows of heaven that it supplied what no natural food could provide. It was a supernatural substance that had the ability to meet whatever need was present. These qualities also describe the supernatural sustenance God provides for us today. We don't always know how he imparts his divine supply to us, but we are thankful when he does. With each touch of his hand on our spirits, bodies, and minds, we are strengthened, refilled, and replenished. It is supernatural provision, and God superabundantly supplies whatever we need. Our part is to draw near to his table, pull up a chair, and open our hearts to him. And as we do, God gives us a feast of his power. That's from Rick Renner, just a little teaching on his revelation about manna and the benefits of receiving what God releases from the windows of heaven. This is not in the Bible. It is Jewish history. It's from rabbinical writings. And we love the Jewish people still today. Pray for the Jews. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And the Jewish history and literature says that there were approximately 3 million Israelites at that time. When they were wandering around in the wilderness for 40 years with nothing to eat. 3 million. And Jewish history records that based on 3 million mouths to feed, they needed 4,500 tons of manna every day. Now, a ton. I can barely pick up a ton. Barely. It takes all my strength to pick up just 1 ton. With your help and 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 your help. But 4,500 tons of manna every day. For 40, how big are the windows of heaven? When God opens a window to meet our need. And yet, 4,500 tons every day is what they needed to eat. And this happened every day for 40 years. Is anybody else in this place but me excited about living under an open window? Every need supplied. In Revelation chapter 2:17, I'll close with this verse. It says, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna to eat. To him who overcomes, these are the words of Jesus written in red, he guarantees I will give some of the hidden manna to eat. You know, there is some provision. There are some miracles that we need that have been hidden until this very moment. There are some things we need for our life, and God has never had a shortage, but what he has done is keep some things hidden. And one of his last promises to the churches is to him who overcomes. And it's so important. He said, if you've got 2 ears, open both of them. Get it. Listen to this. Receive this. Hear it and believe it. To him who overcomes, Jesus said, I will give some of the hidden manna. God's got something that's been hidden on the back of the shelf with our names on it. We've not received it yet, but he's opening the windows of heaven. And every need you have at your house, even in the pandemic, even right here at Christmas, even though some may be wondering where the next paycheck might come from, God's going to send you every day what you need for that day. Take no thought for tomorrow. Consider the birds of the air. They don't plant or harvest, and yet God feeds them a bellyful every single day. And aren't we more valuable to God than the birds of the air? There's a window open above your house, above your life, an open window. And when God opens a window, every need you have will be met. Now, here's part of our problem. Well, God, now you know I got a need, and it's a need. And yeah, Lord, I'm expecting you to believe then. To meet this need, but now, well, okay, God met my need today. Oh, but Lord, what about next week? Lord, I mean, really, you're God. You could have, God's saying somebody's not next week yet. But he will provide our daily needs. When God opens a window, he keeps up with the needs we have and he meets every one. He who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying today to the church. to him who overcomes, Jesus said, I will give some of the hidden manna to eat. Now, I'm going to close by singing a country music song. Wouldn't that be great? I really shouldn't. And I won't. Well, maybe. There's the song record. See, I get blessed. I'm telling you, when you live under a window, you can get blessed by just anything, even country music. Bless you every now and then. We got some country music fans out here. But Don Williams sang this song. Listen to the words. I'm not going to sing it. I'd rather you be blessed by the words than be tortured by the music. You're my bread when I'm hungry. You're my shelter from troubled winds. You're my anchor in life's ocean. But most of all, you're my best friend. Isn't that wonderful? When you need a window in heaven to open and provision to find its way into your life, to know this much about the Lord, you're my bread when I'm hungry. You're my shelter in troubled winds. You're my anchor in life's ocean, but most of all, you're my best friend. That sounds like an overcomer right there who is receiving hidden manna.